it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen. Oh, I don't have Cullen's mic on again.
See, hey folks, she cut me off.
I had on mic 6, you were so mic 5. But we are coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Another. Wow, did I go to college? Another?
That's straight PG right there.
No, it's not. That's just terrible. But it's been a while since I've been here. I've been out of town, been in Cali, the California sun. Well, actually, I didn't get no sun.
I didn't get any sun.
So I got to say happy belated birthday to my Uncle Ty, because that's who I went out there to visit.
Is that the one that was taking a shot in the picture?
Yes, yes. My Uncle Ty is the best. He turned 60.
Happy birthday, Uncle Ty.
He is in like the best shape I've ever seen somebody in their 60s.
That's what I'm trying to be.
Right. Me too. He was down in shots, had a good time.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that at 60.
And did not have a hangover.
That's old school.
Right.
See, he figured it out.
Old school. And the funny thing is, before the party started, he was walking into the venue, and his shoe just like fell apart.
his shoe just got the
chit-chatting before the party started. So he had to go back home and change his
old
shoes.
School. See?
But the shoes were old. And I'm not going to put my uncle out there like that, because he does not have raggedy shoes like that. And, you know, he's very snazzy.
Very snazzy. He looks snazzy in the picture that I saw.
He keeps it very nice. He's a shopaholic.
Oh, wow.
Yes. His wife has to, you know,
bring him in.
No. They go shopping together.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why they're going to be together forever.
Forever and ever. But how was your weekend?
It was good. I just got back from North Carolina.
Ooh, what was in North Carolina?
Nothing. Just took a small vacation with the lady. Just went out of town.
All right now.
Get some relaxation.
Romance.
Yeah, that's it.
Romance.
Went down to North Carolina, saw a family friend.
What part of North Carolina did I go to?
Raleigh. Yep. Lets me know that I will not be moving down there.
Why?
Because it's just too slow.
Oh, yeah. I can dig it. I mean, I do like Charlotte, though.
Well, yeah. Charlotte's better. And you know, funny story. We went out to a club last night. They tried to charge us $15 to get in.
$15?
$15. I laughed at the lady. I said, okay, good night.
$15? Oh, I spit on my face. What is $15,
though? It was for some band that I had never seen, never heard of. And she was like, yeah, it's a $15 cover charge per person.
Did it come with a drink?
Nope. I said, oh, for two? She said, I said, okay, good night.
It's just $15. I mean, in D.C., it's like $25 to get into the club.
I haven't paid for a club, and I don't know how long. That's why I didn't go in.
You must have it like that, because I sure as hell don't.
I go to the free spots. I'm in before 10.
You come with the ladies.
That's right.
Smart man. I do the same thing. Actually, I don't even go to clubs like that, so. But yeah, I try to go for the free specials. Because nowadays at the clubs, you got to pay to sit down.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Nope, I'm going to stand right at the bar.
Right, and I'm wearing 6-inch heels. I can't be standing up all night. But anyways.
I digress.
Right. In case you guys are just tuning in, This Date Is Over Radio is where we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. Because dating can be ugly. But tonight we got a special show, because we are talking about old school versus new school. Yes. How have things changed? You know, pros and cons. What is going on with today versus the past versus yesterday? So give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are on old school versus new school. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number. You can tweet me at Date Is Over, and you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We do have a lot of special guests in the house. It's a full house.
It's a full house.
We ran out of chairs. Round of chairs.
Full house.
So it's a full house tonight. So I'm excited for us to dive into the topics. But I'm not going to dive in yet, because I'm going to get some music. Since it's old school versus new school, I figured I'd start out with some old school, because I love old school.
You do.
I really do.
But you play some good songs.
Oh, I most certainly do. I most certainly do. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Thank you. you don't know quite what to do, just let your mind drift away into paradise and say, this is heaven. I know, I feel it so in my heart. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Share love that will never die, and it feels so good to be a part of you. Yeah, baby, I feel our love more each day, and every night I say, this is heaven. I know I can feel it so in my
up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public...
At this hour of the day, but in the morning the sun would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Colin.
Hey, folks.
Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Tonight's show is old school versus new school, so I had to start off with some old school music, educate some of y'all people out there. Started off with music from LTD. The song was Love Ballad, and right after that was Brainstorm. With This Must Be Heaven. Lord. I can't talk today. And I didn't even had a drink in at least 2 hours. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just messing with y'all. But I got to start off by introducing our special guest in the studio. You know, old school versus new school. So we got our old school representative, Brian Johnson.
Hello.
Brian Johnson.
That's me. How are you?
A professional photographer. His works have appeared nationwide, and he's in constant demand.
Constant demand.
Yeah.
Eyes be popular.
Yes, yous be popular. Then I got my buddy Jason Otley.
Hey, it's good to be home.
The love architect.
Wow, I like that title.
Relationship architect.
I keep calling him love. See, I always jack up his title. Sorry. Relationship architect.
Yeah.
Then I got my girl Monica Fantastic.
Hello, hello.
Fantastic.
She's very fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we got Cullen.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
He's the expert at...
something.
Caleb.
I did do a good job with that.
Yes, you did. And we also have our intern, Crystal, in the studio. She don't have a mic, though.
Hey, Miss Crystal. We just going to shout you out.
What up, Crystal? But yes, old school versus new school. So I want to pass the floor to you, Brian Johnson. You know, the world has changed. So how do you see, you know, how have things changed in your eyes when it comes to love and relationships?
Well, I think when I think back to when I grew up in Baltimore, you know, love meant something back then. It meant respect for women. It meant singing love songs. You know, Lala means I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today it's, you know,
can I bend you over?
Bees and hoes.
Right.
Know? Come on. I mean, it's just a different mindset.
Mm.
You know, my whole thing with women is to respect women, to love them. Sometimes you don't get respect in return because, you know, that's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean I change my approach to a relationship. You know, to me, a woman is God's special gift to earth.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be here without a woman, so I'm going to treat you like you deserve to be treated. Hallelujah.
Can I get a high five on that one, Brian?
That's old.
Did you hear what he just said, people? Just because he doesn't get the respect in return doesn't mean he changes his MO.
That's right.
He still keeps it respectful.
And that
is old school for you.
Yeah, it hurts sometimes because you do get, you know, nice guys typically finish dead last.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, I am who I am. I'm not going to change my game because somebody doesn't understand or recognize who I am. So that's old school to me.
Yep.
Keep it old school.
Absolutely.
We like it like that. So moving on to the relationship architect, my buddy Jason. Because you're a hybrid, like myself.
Yeah, I'm a hybrid, definitely. I believe in old school, you know, old school love and new school love. I think it's important because, you know, you got to move with society. We're moving in technology, and so it's important. You know, Match.com is hot. You know,
is it?
Yeah, plenty of fish is hot.
Maybe they get on Match.com.
All these online dating
right
tools
now
are hot. So, you know, understanding when to move with, you know, with society. But I think for me, you know, love is transitioning in this day and age to be about what can I get out of it. And I think that if we go back to loving one another because it's what we want to give versus what we can get, we've lost touch with that. We've lost touch with the idea of my love for you is not conditional. It's not based upon what the result would be. My love is based upon what I can give you. And so I think I'm a hybrid, Miss Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every relationship that I've been in, I've always, you know, outshined and looked to be better than the last relationship that I was in. It wasn't conditional on what job she had and, you know, what degree she had and what pedigree she came from. It had everything to do with me. Am I a better man now?
Mm-hmm.
At this point in my life, in this relationship, than I was in the last relationship. And if I'm still doing the same thing, there's something wrong with me. And
well, let me give the ladies your phone number because I know they probably just threw their underwear at the speakers. So, no, I'm not going to do that. But I like what you said, giving versus getting. You know, we're definitely a take society. And speaking of taking, I was at a cookout yesterday. What's up, Marcus? My buddy Marcus. But we were having a discussion of sorts last night. Mm-hmm. And the guy was saying, I don't see why if I take a woman out to dinner that she doesn't, you know, why she gets an attitude if I expect sex in the end. He wants to get his.
Well, where's the date?
To dinner.
Well, see, that's new school.
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Where's
he's taking her to dinner. I said, why is it the expectation that just because you spend $50 on a meal that you don't get her body?
Well, see, and that's my point. If you're only spending $50, you don't deserve the body.
But what does the body have a price limit?
No,
if you spend a $200, should you get the draws?
New school, yes.
Old school, yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. If I'm Hey, I'm just, you know, new school, old school. We think alike. Okay, some so things are
if
just
you spending, let's go on a walk.
Right, right. That's exactly what I said.
Let's go for a walk.
Yeah. So I'm writing this down. $200, old school and new school. You got to give up the draws.
Well, you could actually bring that down to $150.
It all depends on when.
$200's a stretch.
That night.
If you did that night.
The first date?
First date, $150 and up. Yeah, you coming back.
That night.
That night.
Mm.
New school, old school, that night?
Not necessarily.
See,
I meant it really in jest.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
He'd take it if she was giving it, though.
Right.
I invited a friend to spend the weekend with me this weekend, and she was very attractive, and she got in bed and didn't want to do anything, and I didn't force the issue.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
They call that rape.
I know.
If you force it.
Well, I didn't
want to do that.
No, I mean, I didn't, you know, I could see the vibe wasn't there.
Yeah. Right, so,
okay,
right.
We had a great time.
No, that's bad. You know, that's good. I mean, and the thing about old school, too, is that it's a maturity factor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, there has to be a certain level of maturity. And, you know, the new school generation, they're not willing to be mature enough to go out and just kind of have a good time without it being something expected.
Right.
You know, all jokes aside, that's really, I find that to be the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
That when you have a mature mindset, you can go out on a weekend, you can go out of town and not expect anything from anybody. I'm just enjoying your company and vice versa. Whereas when you don't have that maturity factor, if I'm putting up $400 for this room, well, we gotta do something. Instead of, let's just enjoy the experience, let's just have a good time, you know, let's just have a good time at the end of the day. But
I'm sorry for laughing, but I want a man who's really just want to enjoy the experience to give me a call. Because if I go out of town with a dude, I have a, you know, an idea that he's going to expect the draws. So
yeah, that's loose.
Well, that's kind of where I was this weekend, you know, and the vibe just was not there. So I'm like, you know, do I jeopardize a friendship?
Nah, don't do it.
No.
Especially if you ain't vibing, you know the sex is going to be bad anyways. So
pretty much.
But I want to pass the floor to Monica. Fantastic.
Yeah, you know? I was just saying, I think with this generation, it's a sense of entitlement.
Ugh.
With men and women of this generation.
I'm about to fall out of my chair.
But a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of things that we forget or we neglect to mention is that this generation is full of hurt. This generation is full of hurt. You know, you had an increased number of men and women who grew up in fatherless homes. You have an increased number of women who were sexually abused. You have an increase of, you know, so many different things that affects how they relate to one another. And a lot of them, especially, they don't have the mentors and parent figures. And the parents, it's not the parents' fault because they have...
They didn't have...
Not only that, they didn't have that, but they probably don't have the time. It's
true.
Not really their fault. So they look to entertainers as their role models and look into how things should be. Like, if you look at some of the rap videos, and a lot of people... I can sit there and know that's entertainment, that's a fantasy. But there's a lot of people who think that is life.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are really living that way. And so it's just one of those things that, you know, with the new school, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you said mentioned something earlier talking about back in the day where they had talks about, you know, let me take you walk on the park, lay it down, you know, shea butter. Now it's let me... do all this kind of things and all that.
Girl, back
you know,
that thing up.
Right.
Back that thing up. But, you know, they took art out of school.
Yeah, it seems like the intimacy part is missing. Everybody wants to get into the lust part, but they miss the intimacy.
Right.
They miss the connections that you do make going for a walk in the park.
Well, see, they don't
that
know
fell
what
off
intimacy
with
is.
As Brian's generation got older, for some strange reason, that connection or that teaching got lost as to how to court and how to really just, you know, engage a person and okay, you know what, let's take it one date here, two dates here.
Mm-hmm.
That intimacy and courting process has totally, you know, gotten lost with this generation. They don't I couldn't tell you the last time
court.
I heard somebody say, you know, he's courting me. He took me out to dinner. He opened my door. He picked me up in my house. He opened my door at the car. He pulled my seat out at the restaurant. He picked up the bill.
Right.
You know, those simple chivalry type gestures, they don't happen in this generation at all. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable how it does not happen.
Color. I saw that on Instagram. Sorry, Brian. Mm-hmm. I don't, maybe this was a joke. I don't know. But the chick had posted on, I think a guy had posted like his meal online. And she was like, oh, that looks good. We should go to that restaurant together. She's like, oh, don't worry. I'll pay for my own meal.
Wow. She put that out there?
Put it out there. It's like, damn.
It's funny because I will never forget. I was at this place, this restaurant, and this gentleman asked my number. So everything was going well. We texted back and forth. And I believe the second text he texted me was, I don't know if I can say this, let me taste you. I said, you're not going to court?
Wow.
You're not going to court me? We just, that's how we're coming? That's just how you're, that's how we're going?
We need that for the blog, by the way.
And he said, I don't know how to.
Well, let me teach you.
I don't know how to.
You know, men are very interesting creatures because, you know, we go after things that we're good at. Mm. And
tasting? He's good at tasting?
He's good at tasting. When you guys are talking about love and dating, if he's not good when it comes to being chivalrous, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. And if he's not good at, you know, understanding how to be a gentleman, then he's going to only be good at the areas that he's perfected, and that's the bedroom.
Mm. And the thing about it, Jason, we had a conversation before we came on the air. Mm-hmm. You were raised by strong men, so you know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a hybrid.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Most of these young brothers, they're raised by women these days, so they're learning on the fly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
And to go to
what you said, Cullen, you know what? One of Miss Marie, one of my favorite things to do when I'm with a woman is hold her hand.
Oh man, that's like the simplest. That's like the greatest thing in the world.
And I've got a young daughter; she's 20 years old. And from day one, I was like, if a guy doesn't do this, if a guy doesn't do that, if a guy doesn't do this, if a guy doesn't do that, look in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I hold her door every time she gets in the car.
Yep.
I walk to on the side, so if somebody throws trash out the window, she doesn't get hit. But to look, the little things, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely the little
things. I sent her flowers, mm-hmm. you know, I sent her cards.
But not enough women have received those type of things, Brian.
Right.
And so they'll end up settling for the things that a man will do, like,
I took you to dinner,
so now let's have sex.
Yeah.
And so in her mind, it's like, well, you did something nice for me,
right,
so let me return the favor by doing something nice for you.
But see, it's also a twofold problem in that men don't have fathers to teach them, and women don't have mothers
to teach them either.
Yeah, mothers aren't teaching them, fathers. And women don't have fathers
right, they
that
don't have
show them what a man should look like.
Right.
You know, I was fortunate enough to see my stepdad. He worships the ground my mom walks on. He brings her flowers. You know, my mom constantly says it all the time. I'll never find another man like your father because he spoils her. It's unbelievable.
And you should
spoil your wife. Yeah, it's
she ain't going nowhere.
She ain't going nowhere. And it's like, I saw that, and it's the same thing that I try to replicate that teaching that he gave me, and I also try to pass that to my son so that he can replicate it for whoever he finds in his life as he gets older.
That makes you a hybrid, Cullen.
Yeah, I guess I'm
you're
a hybrid
now. So I need you guys to hold that thought because we're about to go to commercial. But if you want to tackle tonight's topic, you know, old school versus new school, give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at @DateIsOver, and you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network. all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
You keep telling me that I'm way too sure of you loving me long time, but I bet you always will in so many ways. I've rubbed off on you, and you've been loving me long time, and I bet you always will. We're inseparable, 'cause your soul's with mine. Been loving me so long, and I bet you always will. We could be on separate planets, Mars and Venus, heart to heart, no space between us. You know. Separate planets, Mars and Venus, heart.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Colin.
Hey, folks.
Coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on WFLO The Flow. I sounded so official when I said that, didn't I?
You did.
I didn't. But you just heard music from Tweet, one of my favorite songs by Tweet. Always Will. That's a beautiful song right there.
She only had one album.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She has another one
out.
I think she has three now.
She got three?
Yeah,
she got three.
Don't make me...
Two LPs and one EP.
Right, don't make me look up and try to find her, one of her newest songs.
Because I only got one. That's why I said that.
Better step your game up. But we got Brian Johnson in the studio representing Old School, because it is Old School versus New School tonight. We got Jason Otley.
Hey, what's going on?
The Relationship Architect. We got Monica Fantastic, because she's also fantastic.
Hello, hello.
And once again, we got Colin.
Wait a minute. I got to get a better introduction than that.
I introduced you when I came on the air first.
Last and least.
And we have Cullen.
I said Cullen again.
He's just there.
We had you the first time.
Oh, I said something better. It's got to be Cullen the Great.
Miss Marie is old school.
Right.
Hardcore.
And there's Cullen.
So we're talking about old school versus new school. And I've been taking notes profusely here. I can't even read my own handwriting right now. You know, it's so many things that are contributing to the, I don't want to say downfall. That's a harsh word, but I guess that's a reality.
Did you get the 150 minimum? Did you get that?
Yes, in case you're just tuning in, there is a $150 minimum. Was that the maximum? Is it the max or a min?
That's the maximum.
That Cullen's going to spend on a date, and he's going to get the draws. So, yeah. But anything
I'm
below 150,
so.
He doesn't have to get the draws.
Said right.
Right. But anyway,
I hope she's not listening.
That's what I'm saying. Right? You gotta get in trouble.
As soon as he gets in the house, punch right. You gonna be on the couch, on your IKEA couch tonight.
False.
Clean that up, Cullen.
We'll do no such thing.
Right. But anyways, we were talking about how the old school mentality is kind of faded nowadays because there are a lot of men who are absent from the household. So my question, I'm going to pass to you, Monica Fantastic. Should we be more understanding of these individuals who really don't know anything when it comes to like chivalry and courting and who just don't understand how to be a gentleman or a lady? Should we be more understanding of them?
That's a great question because it's a part of understanding and then to a point where it gets disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Should we work or should I raise a man? A lot of people don't have the patience for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see someone has, I won't say potential, but a good heart, that's hard to find. There's certain key characteristics and character traits that you can't find. They're often covered by certain, I don't want to say, not actions, but they're often, you can't really see, but there's certain character traits that you can't buy. They're right there. So I would if they had those certain character traits, but mm-hmm. in other words, I can't right now in the point where I am. Maybe if I was a little younger, I might be able to work with you.
So
but if you're 38, 40, even though age is just a number,
mm-hmm.
if you're 38, 40, you're more set in your ways. So it's going to take me longer
to mold.
To not even to mold, but right. just to get to that point. But
if you have that core, some people don't know.
If you have that core, that heart, then I will work with you. I definitely will. Because, like I said, you can't buy that. There's not a lot of people. I mean, a person could be raised by their father, know how to court, and have the ugliest soul ever.
I know him.
There you go.
that's just my take on it.
So say you meet a guy. He's mm-hmm. great. Very mm-hmm. nice guy. He worships the ground you walk on, mm-hmm. but he just is lacking in, he doesn't understand how, the value of holding open a door, or you can't take him to a corporate function because he can't speak properly. He doesn't know which fork to use. He doesn't own a suit, but he's a great guy.
Well, that's one of the things.
Could you work with that?
That's communication.
He doesn't. You pull up to the gas station, perhaps you have driven that particular time and he didn't get out the car to go pump your gas.
It's about communication. Like I said, but his heart, his core is there. And about communication. I would like if you, or certain things he might not know. He really might not know. But for me to expect, he's not a mind reader. For mm-hmm. me to expect him to open a door, and I'm not saying something, I'd be upset. And we run around home. What you mad for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you didn't open my door. You didn't pump my gas. I didn't know. And that starts another argument. This communication is key on these things. But as far as going to the corporate function, we can be sitting there ready, trying to figure out which fork to use together. Because I would, a key part of that is that I will never forget during prom. My prom date and I, Back That Thing Up came on.
No, right? Y'all didn't.
Wait. Back That Thing Up came on, and my prom date started pop locking.
No, he didn't.
What's wrong with that?
To back that thing? Are you serious?
To back that thing up, right?
That's high school.
Wait a minute. Hear me out. What did I start to do? I stopped pop locking with him. I said, go ahead, boo. You got it. We're going to do this together. It's a partnership, right? Communication.
You're at the White House.
You're a good woman.
You're at an Obama function at the White House, and your date is acting like... who saw a Soldier Story when the military guy was calling somebody an ignorant, low-class Geechee.
I don't know. You mean if he's hanging off, and you hanging on chandeliers, I'm going to say escort him out.
Security, yes. Escort I don't know out. This,
but then, I'm you not going to be associated with that.
Escort
he's
him
a Salahi. He came with yeah, he's a Salahi.
But there are different, it all depends.
Okay.
There's no perfect recipe.
So how do you deal with that, Jason? You meet a girl. She's great, beautiful. She has a great heart, but she's just really rough around the edges. She doesn't understand how to be, ladylike in certain instances, she's like, why are you holding this door open for me? Like, she's not used to your chivalrous behavior. Like, can you deal with that?
No, not at all. And I think that's one of the main differences.
So you can't be understanding of you can be understanding. She won't be with you.
It's not about not being understanding, because she is who she is where she is, but she's not for me. And I think that the learning curve that it takes a man to be able to help to shape or mold a woman into being what he needs her to be is far different than the learning curve it takes for a man to be what a woman needs. Mm-hmm. And so most men will not go after a woman who they have to put a whole lot of work into. They just not going to. We want a woman who's going to upgrade us. Being with you,
that was my next
being
question.
With you makes my life on a upgrade. Right. And so men will go after a woman who can upgrade their life. Women will continue to pick men who are projects.
I don't want a damn project.
Man, y'all got to stop picking these projects.
I don't want a project.
What ends up happening?
I don't low pick down.
But here's what happens to the projects.
Projects.
You change the man to what you want him to be, but because that's not who he is, one day he'll revert back to the man that you met.
We're going to talk about that after the break, because we got to go to commercial. Ooh, Lord, I got a lot to say about that one now.
Oh, you're taking notes.
Yeah. Give us a call. Monica Fantastic about to go off in here. She about to go off in here. But give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star. Thank you.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
The Great.
No. I can't give you that because I go by Angela the Great in my other life. Oh. So I can't give you that.
I'm not going to say the wonderful.
Cullen the Wonderful. Yeah, that might be a little...
Nah, that might not.
Hey.
I don't like that.
How you doing? Cullen the Wonderful.
Nope, stop it.
We also have Brian Johnson.
World-renowned.
World-renowned photographer. His works are on display right now in...
At the Cochrane.
No, actually in the bathroom.
It's the Corcoran, you project brother, you.
Yes, it's at the Johnny Cochran office.
The Cochran.
Thank you. Our friend didn't finish her training with him
law
yet. Our friend didn't finish her training with him yet.
I'm still a project.
His artwork is displayed at the Cochran firm in the bathroom stalls.
That's what he was going...
around the world. Yes.
Right.
And all 7-Elevens
on the East Coast.
Right. All 7-Elevens on the East Coast.
And at Hot Topics everywhere.
In-N-Out Burger.
I can't. Okay, Lord. Oh. I'm sweating. I'm hot. And we also have Jason Otley.
Hey, your author of Pillow Talk. Make sure you grab a copy today.
Yes. Shameless plug. Yes. I have the book. Do you? Pillow Talk. Yes, that's his book. But we also have Monica Fantastic.
Hello, hello.
And we got Crystal, the intern, in the studio in the corner. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi. So we got a little heated before we went to break because Jason was talking about women taking on projects.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject.
Yeah, that's touchy.
But it's true.
I mean,
y'all don't put y'all hard hats on right.
I personally have no desire to take on any project. I don't want to mold a man. I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to put in that work. I know I'm enough work as it is.
Yes. Like, but see, you also, as a woman, the nurturing, most women are nurturers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
so when they see absolutely. That male, that's what they want to do. But if, like, I would think we talked a little bit off the air, but if a lot of women will take on that project just so they can have something. Because if you, whether you want to admit it or not, the ratio of men to, if you want to say stay within our culture, our race, mm-hmm. the ratio is crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. The pickings are slim. That's why I'm trying to get me a white man.
But see, I said also it. Too, with the project, is that the other issue with that too is once you all put in a certain amount of work, you be damned if you're going to let that work just walk out the door.
Oh,
and
honey.
Then go to somebody else.
That is difficult. Absolutely. Because once you've been with a person for absolutely. Years and you guys have put a lot absolutely. Of, you know, tears and everything else into absolutely. The relationship, it's yeah. hard to let that go and yeah. see them grow.
Even if the project, but see, that's the problem.
But it's not about it being a project. You've grown with that person. Right. You know their patterns. They know you. You're comfortable with it. It's not me. It's not about me raising them, but you have grown because you're putting together two imperfect people.
Absolutely.
So you are learning how to be absolutely. Together. You're learning how to exist together. You're learning how to love each other.
Exactly.
So you've learned how to love him and you've taught him how to love you, but he's taking that love and giving it to somebody else. And that's not an easy pill to swallow.
Staying together doesn't symbolize growth either.
Right, right? That's because, true.
You know, so you could be that's with, exactly be with somebody for say. A lot of years and there still be no growth. Women have to start looking at an investment in a man like an investment in a CD. If it's not yielding any results, it's time
old
to pull
school.
Your money
ain't
out.
Ain't nobody buying no CDs
and
no more, Jason.
Go someplace else.
He's talking about the financial.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. As you were.
Project.
Right. Sorry.
It's got to yield a result. And if it's not yielding the results that you know it should yield, mm-hmm. then why are you staying and why do you continue to invest? That one day you'll turn 80 and gray, right. and then he'll come around. You wasted 50, 60 years.
Because people are lazy. People are creatures of habit. They don't want to start over. It's like, damn, I done been with this dude for 25 years. I gotta start over, get in the dating market. I haven't been on a date in who knows how long. So now I gotta figure out how to be sexy again.
That's
how
why
to,
you hire somebody like me.
Right.
Oh, really.
That's
well,
why
also,
you hire
I'm
somebody,
hiring you.
Somebody like me.
Find me a man in 2013.
But see, also at that point, you're devaluing your happiness and what it really means.
But people
to
do
you.
That; it yeah, happens I mean, all the time.
It does.
How many unhappily married people do you know, or have you seen?
Oh my gosh, I was one of them. But that's not the point. that's not the point. What I'm saying, but even with me, I saw where I was, and I realized I had enough. I was secure enough in myself to say I am not going to be in a place where I'm going to be unhappy. I'm gonna take the bumps and bruises that come with making the change to be in my happy place. And I think that's part of the problem that I've seen a lot of women take, mm-hmm. and even men in their marriages in that situation, is that you're right, they do get comfortable, they do mm-hmm. get lazy and say, you know what, I don't want to go through this process again. But at the same time, it's just like Jason said, if you're not yielding anything, if it's not growing, you guys it's a bad situation for both people.
But how do you determine if you're not growing? When do you reach that mark? Because relationships have their ebbs and flows. So it's not always going to be wonderful. You're going to have those dry spells. You're going to have arguments. So how do you know when you're not growing?
Yeah, when there's no flow.
Yeah. Maybe
because if it's all an ebb and there's no flow, then you're mm-hmm. not growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not talking about flowing in the sense of he was nice to me today. Flowing in the sense of, you know, he opened the door for me today.
No.
Flowing in the sense of he has made me a better person.
Right.
Like I'm a better woman because of him.
He challenges me.
If you can't
me.
Say
she
that I'm better,
yeah.
It's time to roll.
How many men are out here like that?
Everybody in the studio right now. We got three in the studio.
And all of them are taken.
I'm actually quite single.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
So fantastic. Stop that.
So who is out here for us? I'm trying to figure out.
I'm single.
I'm saying though, but it's
ain't
there,
nobody
there
got rings on here. You got a ring on?
Thank you.
Nah,
well,
but
see,
nah,
clean up, Colin.
I can't do. I can't do that. They know my woman.
Right.
Clean up, Colin.
No, but I mean, at the same time. There are men out there that fit the bill, that will do the things that, you know, myself, Jason, and Brian do. It's just about...
They're in jail.
But Colin,
it goes back to old school, new school.
It does.
Because a lot of women don't want you to do those things.
Those are the women that I don't want.
But who don't want you to do that?
There are a lot of women, all they want you to do is take them someplace nice, buy them something nice.
$200.
Feed them something nice. Go home and do something nice, and then they're good. And then that becomes very old, very, very quickly.
It does?
It amazes me how...
I just got excited.
The
sorry.
Women it
sorry.
Amazes me how, I want to say, quote-unquote,
I tried to take you to a restaurant one night. She ignored my text message.
See? Oh. See? Look at that.
Because she knew it was going to cost over $200.
That's right.
She said,
you know what you got to do after
this
that?
This right here. Right.
You see, he used the word nice, right?
This one right here.
The place he said was not nice.
This one right here is like, who wants to take me to a drink and look at my cleavage?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that? Oh, I didn't.
I don't even have cleavage. I'm flat chested.
Lies in the studio.
Holy moly.
We lost someone.
We lost
someone.
Lies in the studio.
We lost someone. But it always amazes me how the quote unquote good women and the quote unquote good men
never meet.
I shouldn't say never meet. Have a hard time finding each other.
Yeah, because what happens is they end up having to cycle through.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The rubbish that's out there.
And they get so, and you get tired, men and women. I'm pretty sure, like, when I listen to, I have a lot of male friends, and when I listen to their dating stories, and I'm just looking like, no, she didn't.
Yeah, and
she
excuse did. Me, speaking of dating stories, why haven't they put them on thisdateisover.com? You know that's what we have that for. Guys, if you're tuning in, thisdateisover.com is for you guys
shameless
to post
plug.
your bad date stories.
Shameless plug.
Relationship experiences. Go on there right now. Not now, but right now, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. And get yourself a t-shirt. Monica Fantastic got one, and nobody else in the studio has one except for me and Monica Fantastic. I'm looking at you, Colin.
Absolutely, I support.
I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm.
But it's
I ordered.
But you know
shirt.
What? Oh, really?
No.
Exactly.
You know,
we have reached the second hour of the show, which means it is time for Miss Marie's rant and rave.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what the hell am I going to rant about?
Projects.
The Cochran firm.
Let's say. Y'all know what I was trying to say.
You didn't.
I know it's on 17th Street.
Beautiful place. I haven't been there. But you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Colin.
Hey, folks.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. In case you're just tuning in, This Date Is Over Radio is where we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly, and Colin is breaking stuff. It's all good.
My bad.
But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave, and I don't have nothing to rant about. Okay, I'm lying.
You can rant. You can rant about being flat-chested.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We are talking about old school and new school, so I guess I'll keep my rant very brief and say, you know, new school, please, you know, respect old school. And old school, respect new school. And understand that a lot of what's lacking today is because the old school didn't, you know, partake in, you know, delivering that wisdom that is so needed today. It's so lacking. And it breaks my heart to see, you know, the huge differences from when my parents were coming up. You know, I feel like there's a sense of elegance that is missing, a sense of decorum. You know, everything is like Monica Fantastic said earlier, it's about, you know, a sense of entitlement. Like, I did something for you, so you owe me this. So I want us to go back to just love and being authentic. And I'm trying to rub up my pants at the same time. I'm hot. But I want us to just return and restore love. Old school, please just reach out to new school. You see somebody with their pants hanging down, pull them aside. Talk to them.
And get shot. I'm sorry.
in a nice way. Don't say, come on here, boy. You know, you have to talk to them like you want to be spoken to.
I'm not going
to
do that.
See, it's stuff like that that's going to keep this cycle going. You might be giving that wisdom to your son, but you got to do more than just your son. You got to reach out to other people.
He could tell
you got to do more than
his friends.
You can tell his friends? Message, oh, so you're going to pass the buck. Way to go. Way to bleep and go. Thanks, Cullen. Thank you for that useless tidbit. Yeah. So, anything you want to add?
Women, stop taking on these projects.
Oh, yes.
That's all I got.
I don't believe in taking on projects. And like Monica Fantastic said, I understand we are nurturers. It's a difference. It's a difference between being a nurturer and being, you know, taking on a project. I know personally, I have no desire to take on a project. I actually got a blog about it. But I told y'all, I met a guy, Lord, he had everything wrong with him. Everything. He didn't have a job. He didn't have a car. He didn't even have a home. He was living on somebody's couch. And I didn't know this until after we spoke on the phone. And I'm just like, why did you approach me? Like, this is not going to work for me. Like, I'm not balanced. You taking me off. And I'm not tolerating that. I don't care how nice you are. He was telling me how he was getting, you know, he was saved and this, that, and the other. I'm saying, yo, bless you, brother. Bless you. Continue to pray.
God's going
to
make a way.
He's going to make a way, but it's not our time. So I have no desire to take on projects. But I'm going to pass it to Monica Fantastic. Anything you want to rant about?
Yeah, the only thing I like to, you know, a lot of people talk about old school versus new school. Now, old school were ratchet too.
Oh, yeah.
As the only thing difference is that, you know, they didn't have the technology we have now, the Instagram, the Facebook. You know, I listened to, actually today, I was listening to stories, and my grandma's in the process of writing a book, and I was listening to stories how she used to say that, you know, where she grew up, Wyva, North Carolina, and where she grew up, where that it would be her cousin, he used to be at his wife's sister's house, and his wife would get up. Yes,
I'm just trying to make sure I caught all that.
His wife would get up out of her bed and knock on her sister's door to tell him to get up. It's time to go to work. Now, that you're talking about the 50s and you're talking about the 60s in North Carolina. You're talking about if you know, I listen to stories about, oh, you know, that is such and such's, you know, father and they first cousins. With, you know, it's so many things, so many stories I hear from her about the things that went on. But a lot of old school, you got to understand the difference between the times old school versus new school. Is that a lot of times in the past is a partnership, and the biggest thing that I see, the biggest difference is people's commitment levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a lot different.
Right, it's back then at 25, my uncle's telling me back then at 25, you know, I've been in my job 6-7 years. I'm married, got a house, got 2 kids. You know, we living that life right here now. You know, there's a lot of people that wait till like 30s, but that doesn't have anything to say do with anything because we have more opportunities mm-hmm. now. You know, back then my uncle, he used to have to, you know, after he got out the field, you know, his next thing was working for Metro. So he got out the field, came up here, worked for Metro. He started his family. Different and starting a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So back then it was essential for everyone to work together and be have this partnership and be committed. But there were issues going on at home. There were still infidelity. These things are things. But people are so committed to the home that, you know, that's why a lot of people stuck together. Now, new school, it's so many opportunities that we have out here, and the dynamics of the mm-hmm. home and the dynamics of, and you know, people don't like to go into gender roles, a lot of people, but the gender roles have shifted.
They have shifted.
And that has caused an effect on our culture, our community. Whether positive or negative, it has caused, is an effect.
There have been a lot of gender shifts, and that's what we were talking about a couple weeks ago on Father's Day. And you see that when you see people posting Happy Father's Day to my mom. I'm like, no, you see that. I've seen men and women post Happy Father's Day to my mom. So inappropriate. So inappropriate, in my opinion.
Well, Father's Day is a joke in this country anyway. And mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, you know, Mother's Day, and all due respect to moms. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on Father's Day, nobody really cares.
No.
You know, nobody cares.
They don't even do the same level of marketing.
Absolutely,
I mean, just from
not.
From a marketing standpoint, it's ridiculous.
Dude, you can get a seat in any restaurant in the nation on Father's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day, ridiculous.
You're going to be standing up for 2 hours.
Well, I mean, she did hold you in her belly for 9 months, and so you better stand up for 2 hours.
Miss Marie.
I know.
My first statement when I came,
I
came on your wonderful show tonight was, I revere women. You know, but at the same time, I put in a lot of work as a father and as a man. So, mm-hmm. You know.
You need to get your credit.
And that's not what this show is about.
Right. No, but I hear you. I hear you. And like I said, you can see these gender roles and, you know, the shifts that have taken place. And that kind of stuff breaks my heart. It's like, you know, it's a day that is made for men. It's not about women. But it seems like a lot of women are trying to take credit for everything.
Right.
But you need to also take credit for the mistake that you made by getting with that guy that you knew wasn't worth a pot to piss in.
But
I mean, it goes both ways.
That goes back to accept that everyone accepting responsibility for their behavior, for their mistakes. You know, if I slept with this gentleman, I know he wasn't with. I have accepted responsibility. I have a child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Even if you inserted too, so you got some responsibility in this as well. But
responsibility all goes back to that 2 o'clock text that you sent saying what you don't.
What, the one that you sent saying, can I taste you? Is that the one you're talking about?
$150 that you spent.
Yep, that's the origin. It starts there.
Yes, everyone just take responsibility for their actions.
Accountability, please. Yep. Accountability, yes.
You sent me a text at 2. Hey.
I just wanted to say hello.
No, you didn't.
I was up. I'm a night owl. I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock.
Say hi with a smiley face.
Yeah, I just said hi. How you doing?
Yeah, don't send nobody that at 3 o'clock. Because you might get back a Sasquatch in your text message.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
Hey.
Yeah. Anyways, but so did I ask this question already? No. How can we help New School? How can we help New School? You know, how can we restore the elegance of our parents' day? Even like Monica said, they did have their issues. But yes, they did. But it wasn't as prevalent, or maybe I shouldn't say as prevalent. It wasn't as mainstream. It wasn't as in your face as it is today. Because nowadays, I mean, you can hear the music. You can hear the music.
It'll never go back because of what Jason said earlier. You know, if you can get on Plenty of Fish or whatever these sites are and hook up just like that, why would you want to take time to learn about how to romance somebody?
Right, because your entire profile.
Yeah, boom. Right. Here's who I am. You either take me or you leave me. Let's hook up. And I just think that, you know, with the proliferation of websites where everybody has an opinion and nobody's opinion makes any damn sense. And, you know, instant sexual gratification is by going to a website or going to looking at some video. It's just different. You know, it's just nobody takes time to learn anymore. Everybody wants immediate gratification.
Microwave generation.
Yes. Yeah. So there's no hope. That's what you're saying. There's no hope.
I'm not saying there's no hope. I just don't think things will. There will never be a musical period like the 70s again where people say la la means I love you. No, bend over means
well,
I love
no,
you.
Well, no, that day is still around. It's just they don't get the display. They don't get put on mainstream, you know, radio or television. You know, that's why I try to make certain I play it on my show.
Right.
But, you know, that kind of music does still exist. You know, I love real music when there's thought put into it. You know, back in that day, they were saying the same things. They said, I wanted to bang your back out, but they said it in a way that made you think. It wasn't just in your face.
I feel a little poke coming through.
And my father loves that song. I hate that
song.
It's
really nasty.
It really is. I hate that song.
Yeah,
it's really nasty.
It's pretty bad.
Don't poke me on the dance floor.
Oh, but the tight.
Speaking of poking
Archie,
the dance
Archie
floor.
Archie Bell and the Drells, the Tighten Up.
Yes.
My mother My mother broke that record into 400 pieces when she heard us listen to it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell in the Drills. Yeah. He was all happy in the beginning. How's she going to break that up?
She tightened up. She
I got that, too.
She broke it into 400 pieces. You need to play that song.
Well, I think I'm going to play that next. Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell in the Drills. He was all happy. Why did she break it?
Because it said tighten up.
She knew what that meant.
Yeah.
Oh, that meant snap back then?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Hey, oh, damn. I learned something new today. She said she broke it up into 400
pieces.
Because it said tighten up.
You know how much that record was? It was 79 cents. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Wow. Wow. I wish music would. Well, actually, music is free nowadays.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
99 cents.
Wow. So, I mean, so what can you guys do? What can today's band learn from old school? Like, what are you prepared to do, Brian, when you see these young men who need some extra attention when it comes to respect? And
you know, honestly, I was in a restaurant in Largo one evening.
Oh, you said Largo. I'm sorry. As you were.
And there were three young brothers in there who you could tell came from homes that were not indicative of where I was sitting at the time. And they were just profane and loud. And I walked over to them. I was like, listen, young brothers. I said, you know, what if your mother was sitting right here? What if you were? What about these young ladies that are sitting on the other side? What about the other mothers?
That's cute.
So I think if you, as Cullen said earlier, if you can say something without getting shot, then you go for it. But if it looks like a hazardous situation, you just, like, you know, you can't save the world.
That is true, because it's difficult. Yep. That's why I don't even like taking the subway anymore in D.C.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the subway, and this dude was clipping his fingernails while sitting next to me. And I'm just like, do I say something or do I get punched in the face?
Right.
So it's like you
might get punched in the face.
You have to make that judgment call.
Clip on,
but I'm just like, how are you a grown man sitting next to me clipping your fingernails, dropping them on the ground, and gonna get off at the next stop and not gonna clean up your mess? Like, who carries fingernail clippers?
I'm creating jobs.
And he'll be the face of somebody's organization. Meanwhile, I get laid off from my corporate job.
Right.
And I have 2 degrees.
Right.
I'm not saucy. Yes.
I think I like the direction we're going in, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of young men get slack, but I see a lot of young men taking responsibility for their sons and raising their sons, and even though they're not with their mothers, they're still
right.
He's doing a good job. And I like that. And so, for instance, I have a friend, her and her husband. I don't know if they're listening or not, but her husband, his son is 5 years old. And before his mother goes to the door, he makes sure she opens and teaches him Frank right then and there at a young age. If you even think about, if I think about my other friend whose sons, you know, go to different women and say, you're beautiful at 4 and 5 years old. So I like the direction that a lot of these young men are going with their sons and teaching their sons and grooming them, even though those who didn't have fathers. It's like, I want you to be better than I am. I like the direction. So I think we're going to get there, but with the dynamics and everything we have right now, you know, it's about growth, it's about progression. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
I think a lot of the guys today are seeing the effects, you know, especially with technology and a lot of the studies have been done. They're seeing the effects of not having a father, you know, what is done to them, and they're trying to make certain, for the most part, that they don't, you know, leave that same legacy to their children. But a good DVD to watch talking about that is what's it, the group, the Black and Married with Kids? I think I've said it before. It's called Men Ain't Boys, and it taps into that. Very, very good documentary to watch. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301. Oh, Lord, I'm about to get my own phone number.
Don't do that.
Oh, I got too many numbers in the brain. Studio number, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver. You can also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also, don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits and advice on thisdateisover.com. So keep it on the flow.
Verizon has the best. best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston,
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
Hey, folks.
Cullen the Wonderful.
No.
Like coming it. To you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Had to take it back for you guys. Got my buddy Brian Johnson in the studio. He mentioned that his mother broke his Tighten Up record, so I had to play that for you. So that
Tighten
was
Up?
Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells.
I mean, you know, back in the 60s, though, that was risque. You know, Tighten Up? Come on. Yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Snap back.
400 pieces.
But yes, we have Brian Johnson, the world-renowned photographer.
World-renowned. My stuff hangs in the Cochran Gallery.
Cochran Gallery, that's right.
His stuff is in the bathroom of all 7-Elevens on the East Coast.
In and out on the West Coast.
Yes, in and out on the West Coast. And on the back of the prostitute's shoes in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And wow. We also have Jason Otley, the relationship architect.
That's it, New York Times bestseller bound.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bestseller bound. I like that. Pillow
get
talk.
Get your copies now.
Yes, get it now. Not now, but right now. We also got Monica. Fantastic.
Hello,
fantastic.
Hello, hello.
And we're talking about old school versus new school. And once again, I played some old school for y'all. Almost cursed, Lord. Some old school for y'all. Archie Bell and the Drells. Tighten Up.
Tighten Up.
My favorite song by them is Let's Groove. Love that song.
Yeah.
Everybody out there is like, what is she talking about? But I love my old school. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. But old school versus new school. I know Monica Fantastic, that you had something that you wanted to say before you went to break. You're like, what were we talking about? Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm gonna go. Speaking of old school versus new school, I'm looking at this flyer for an event that's taking place. And Brian was so kind to point this out. It's a boat ride, and it says "Dress to Impress." The tickets are
$55.
$55, and they put in parentheses, "No Timberlands."
That's right, no Tims.
And that's definitely new school. Like, how do you? People do not know how to dress appropriately nowadays.
How do you charge somebody $55 and they show up in Tims?
You'd be surprised.
Yikes!
That breaks my heart.
Well, how do you pay $100,000 for your watch and the bezel falls off?
On TV?
Yes,
oh, my God.
On TV. I mean,
who did that?
Ace Hood.
Ace Hood. BET Awards. That thing was
I woke up
hilarious.
A new Bugatti.
Oh.
His watch, the top of his
the top
watch,
of his watch
fell off.
While
he was in an interview. But,
wow.
But I'm going to go so far as to say that wasn't too real.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. What Stevie J said, that joint ticking.
But let me pass the floor to Jason for a hot second, because speaking of boat rides, I know Jason's crew has a boat ride coming up, and I already got my tickets. So, ladies and gents, yes, fellas, get your tickets. Jason, can you give us
yes,
more
fellas.
Details?
That's his boat ride right there.
No,
yes,
no,
fellas.
No.
That's
not
wait a minute, Miss Marie. Yes, fellas.
Right. Fellas.
Get that ratio up.
We got our tickets, so fellas, come step up.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends got together, man. We're doing a centennial boat ride.
No, no.
No.
You're not doing a centennial boat ride?
You're doing a boat ride.
You're doing a boat ride.
It can't be. No, it's just a boat ride.
It's just a boat ride.
Are we trademarking, like, 100?
Yeah, we just.
Oh, okay.
No. You're just doing a boat ride.
It's a boat ride. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When is your boat ride?
It's Sunday the 14th, July 14th, Sunday the July 14th. Hey, we are almost, you know, running out of tickets on the female side, because we're going to cap it. We're not going to let this thing be topsy-turvy. Ain't going to be too many females, not enough males. So the females are almost complete when it comes to being sold out. We need the fellas to step up, man. Tickets are now $50 this week. Go to Linen and Dresses 2013.eventbrite.com. Fellas, get your tickets, man. Sunday, July 14th from 4 to 7, a boat ride day party.
Fellas, you don't want to miss it. I went to the last one. It was crazy.
It was crazy, son. And what is it again? Up? Is Linen's what?
Yeah, linen and Dresses.
Linen and Dresses. Eventbrite.com.
Yeah, Linen and Dresses.
So
fellas,
that.
Get your linen, ladies.
Linen
get the dresses.
And Dresses.eventbrite.com.
I can't wait to see some sexy heels that weekend.
I'm question.
A sucker for a heel.
Question.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm going to be coming from a meeting that morning. Okay. So. Is it going to be a place for me to sit on the boat? Because I'm going to wear my heels, but I'm going to...
places.
Okay. Could you say, please?
Inside, and then there's an outside deck, upstairs and a downstairs, DJ, you know, food. Food is complimentary.
Oh, yeah. Fellas.
I love food. Yeah, food. You have no idea.
Food is complimentary.
Yeah,
get
so fellas, get your tickets. I mean, there's a whole bunch of pretty ladies that's going to be there, and two of them in the studio right now.
And my flat chest itself is going to be there.
Might
sink the boat.
I almost dropped my mic.
No. If the boat does sink, I'm grabbing on her.
You can float.
I got two hands like this. Woo!
And speaking of old school, I forgot to mention, like, I have on my old school necklace. This necklace actually came from my grandmother, Marjorie. So I was like, let me throw a little old school something.
Did she get it in the Cracker Jack box?
Don't do that to my Marjorie. Yeah. Don't you dare. My grandmother, Marjorie Fenwick Clark, was very sophisticated.
Alrighty. I like it. It's actually quite nice.
That name is. It has some clip-on earrings to match.
It's got some coral, coral flavor to it.
Yes.
Oh. It's coral. It's exquisite.
Wait a minute. Snooky wife?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Snooky wife.
Yes. Yes. My grandfather Snooky, he's still with us, 95 right. years old.
Yes.
Get it.
Hallelujah.
Snooky's the man.
Yes. Snooky is the man. We partied for him last month.
Nice.
Yes. But, you know, their relationship was interesting, to say the least. You know, it was definitely old school because my grandparents, before my grandmother passed away, I believe they were married for about 61 or 62 years. They had been married for a very long time.
That's beautiful.
And my grandmother worked. You know, she did, you know, with the gender roles, she worked. She had four kids. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was pregnant like all of her 20s.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She had four kids. She was an accountant and she took care of home. She cooked, she cleaned, mm-hmm. the whole shebang.
Wow, 61 years. That's
but they had an interest. I say interesting because I didn't see the love aspect from an affection standpoint. Because anybody who knew my grandfather, no disrespect, I love you, Snooky, but he was not the nicest guy in the world. Like, he really talked down to my grandmother. So I'm like, how did those relationships last? Like, what was their secret?
Relationships back then was so mechanical.
That commitment.
Yeah. It was a mechanical relationship. I'm the man. You're the woman. Here's my role. Right. Here's your role. Roles were so defined.
Yeah.
So nowadays, you know, with Title IX. You know, with women's suffrage and women's rights, you know, and now that, you know, women are now leading the trend of small businesses. There are more female-owned small businesses than there's ever been. Women are jockeying right along with men when it comes to the professional world. So now when the women are coming home, it's like, hold on. But I make a little bit more money than you. How come I got to listen to what you got to tell me?
Mm.
And so we've lost sense of there being defined roles. And someone in the studio mentioned earlier, it's about a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so old school versus new school, the idea is let's wake up. Now we're partners. It's no more I'm the man, you're the woman, sit down. It's a partnership.
Now it's more of a, I'm not going to say 50-50, but it's, you're right, it is more of a partnership. It's more of an equal playing ground now from a financial standpoint to say, hey, that I'm doing this. I'm doing just as good as you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And she can say, you know, I didn't orgasm last night.
And
that's a problem.
I'm not going to say I didn't have it last night. I'm going to tell you at that moment.
Okay.
At that moment. But
40 years ago, she wouldn't have said.
She was going to go to bed.
She wouldn't say anything.
40 years ago, she wasn't going to have an orgasm.
That's right.
You know.
It's true.
Homeboy would get on there, do his thing, and that's it. I'm done.
Wow. Gone.
You know.
Orgasm. What's that?
Right.
Mm.
Yo, times have changed.
Oh, they have definitely changed.
One of them cars from Germany.
I think, like you said, you mentioned earlier, you know, we talk about the relationships. And you brought up a great point. Relationships of, you know, our grandparents. And they stayed together 60, 70 years, but oftentimes the relations weren't the best.
They weren't happy.
They weren't the best, but they made a commitment to one another, and they stuck with it.
That commitment.
And speaking of commitment, I want to share with you, after the break, of course, one of the commitments I was very fortunate to witness in my upbringing. So if you guys want to get into tonight's topic, I know you guys are all shy. People don't want to call. Y'all just want to tweet me all the time.
Come on, call in.
I understand. But the number, once again, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DataZover. You can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdataZover. So you can be right here on RockTheFlow.com.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I give up.
Behind. Yeah. All I gave
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
Hey, people.
Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on WFLO, The Flow.
The Flow.
The Flow. It flows with us. It flows within you.
That's right.
Ooh, I got a little breathy on that one.
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
Knock my head back.
Right. You just heard music from SWV. The song was Mystery.
Old school, for sure.
Well, that song is kind of new. Well, kind of unheard. I don't think anybody's really heard that song before, but I love it.
I was just talking about the group.
Oh, yeah. Kind of sort of old school. 90s. Whatever. Coco, Lili, Taj, and them. Yeah, and we got Brian Johnson in the studio.
Just got a text from one of my friends who's listening.
All right. And old school is texting.
He's
hello.
Old, he's definitely old school.
Speaking of old school, I sent my mother a text one day, and her response was JFKKTTSS.
I don't know. Stop it.
Right. Sorry, Mom. Back to you. Back to you, Brian.
We'll say, I'll give a shout out to my boy, AJ.
Hey, AJ.
He wrote, "We're dealing with human beings who are not tailor-made mates. The purpose of dating is to see if it's a match. If it's not a match, it's time to move on. If you have to figure out how to be sexy again, that's why you need to find a new person."
If you have to figure out how to be sexy again,
Yeah.
Tis so true.
You know.
But people get in relationships, they get comfortable, they lose their sexy, especially when you have kids, you kind of put yourself last. That happens to a lot of women especially, but
yeah.
I digress on that point.
Happens to men too.
Oh, I know, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Jason Otley is in the studio, the relationship architect.
Hey, what's going on?
We also got Monica Fantastic.
Hello.
But going back to old school relationships, and I wanted to share with you guys that I had the pleasure of witnessing an old school relationship, you know, that was really centered on love. It was a beautiful thing. And speaking of old school, you know, it was my aunt Joyce and my uncle John, my late uncle John Cleveland. My aunt Joyce, she hit me on Facebook. She said, "In my day, love was unconditional. We faced everything together. We were each other's strength. Mm. Love was empowerment, and it lasts a lifetime."
Mm.
And I'm gonna tell you, my uncle John met my aunt when they were in college, and he never left her side. Ever. I'm not gonna cry. I'm trying to cry. He just passed away. It'll be a year and actually a few days. But
they talked about your Aunt Joyce and they reminisce over you.
Run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. Right. So Pete Rock hit me. Enough respect, dude.
Enough respect,
dude. When they reminisce over you. But they did everything together. They went to church together. They they prayed together. They
look, my friend who wrote.
Can I have my moment? Can I have my moment, please? I'm cutting his mic off. That's it. You're punished. But yes, they had a very loving relationship, and he made certain that she didn't drive anywhere. He said, "Anywhere you got to go, I will take you there." So he took her and my cousin, his daughter, everywhere they had to go. He was definitely the man of the relationship. And one of the things I learned during his passing, you know, after he passed away at his funeral, was that he didn't take a job. He was offered a lot of money at a job. They told him he had to cut his beard. He said, "I can't do that because my wife loves beards." He turned down a top dollar paying job because he was not going to cut that beard because his wife meant that much to him. I was like, wow. And you never saw them without each other. It was not like a smothering relationship between the two of them. Like I said, they prayed for each other. They prayed together. If anybody was sick, they would always cook and they would go together and pray with that person. So they had a beautiful relationship, and it just broke my heart when he passed away.
Yeah.
And actually, my aunt was with me when we were in California, and when we went to church, you know, she held my uncle's picture in her hand. I was very touched by that, and I was like, oh, Lord. And I started crying, like, Lord. So I know this has been a very challenging year for them. So, but I'm blessed that I got to see, woo, Lord, I got to see their love. So yeah. I'm trying to cry.
There's certain things about what you just mentioned, that beauty of that love. Like, it's hard. You know how they always say that women should marry a man that loves them more than they love him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you witness that dynamic, you understand, as a woman, I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Because that commitment from that man, when a man loves,
it's heavy.
Mm-hmm. They will
go to the end of the earth.
Yes, for that woman. So that's a interesting dynamic right there. But to witness that is a beautiful thing. And it's sad that we don't see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do see, it's like a shining star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's radiant.
They also sang together. They were in a choir together. Amazing. They put CD out.
Amazing.
They sang.
Beautiful.
Plus, it gives, also what it does, it gives hope.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It gives hope, you know, to say that there's a possibility that I can find that too.
Right.
You know.
I know a couple young couples who, when I look at them, matter of fact, I was in a wedding. And when I was in this wedding, like, I've been in several, but this one particular wedding, the couple, the team behind it was just love.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the love in the room. You can feel the love, you know, even we had practice. It was just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the groom cried at the ceremony, but, and the groom crying made me cry. Cause I knew it was coming, but it was beautiful. I know a lot of young couples who are like that, where the man and the woman, it just, they radiate love and commitment. And it's very rare these days because, you know, the definition of love has changed. People don't even know what it is. They think they know what it is, but
I don't think the definition of love has changed. I think the understanding of love has changed.
That's true too.
Love, as my buddy Terrence said, he said, love, real love is still an action word. That will never change. And that's so true. And I think, you know, old school methods that are tried and true today, the main thing is effort. You put in that effort. You know, everybody wants that effort. I don't care, you know, if it was 200 years ago, 10 years ago, today.
Well,
effort means a lot.
Yeah.
Effort and, you know, showing love. That those are things that will never die. So I'm going to pass it to you, relationship architect.
What's the question?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. If we're talking about, you know, whatever you have in your mind right now.
No, I agree, Miss Marina. You know, it's the understanding of love that has, you know, caused so much confusion within relationships. And one of the biggest things that we don't bring to...
Is it the understanding or the lack of understanding?
I think it's the lack. I would have to say the lack.
There's a lack because you don't understand. Like
now,
if you knew what it was, then there wouldn't be a lack. But it's certainly that. And I think one of the biggest things that we don't like to bring to relationships nowadays in the new school, I don't see a lot, is honesty.
Mm. Yeah. Honey,
you know,
it's
like you jump into a relationship.
I catch people in lies on social media. Lord.
You jump into it because, you know, the guy is telling her what he knows she wants to hear to get what he wants to get. But then on the flip side, she's giving him or showing him what he wants to visually see so that she can also get what she wants to get. I was in Miami a couple weeks ago. I have never seen so many beautiful unemployed women in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
I have never seen. No, because they don't want to work.
Oh.
Yeah, they're gainfully unemployed. And because after talking to him, it's like, you know, why should I have to work when I got ballers who come down here every weekend who are paying my rent, who got my car note paid? I don't have to do anything but go out to have a good time with these guys, and the next weekend there's somebody different.
You know what? I think I'm gonna hit the gym and I'm gonna move to Miami.
You would make a
give
killer.
Me a baller.
You got to get some implants first.
I mean, but you know, that sex.
Be honest, man. We got to be honest about what you want going in, you know. And you know what? Give women the option, the choice to say, you know what, that's what I want, or no, I don't want that. Rather than make the choice for them, you know. For guys, if it's all about sex, then come
just
out
tell
and
me.
Say that.
It might be the same for me too. Just tell me.
Yeah, when you are the assumption that you know what I want. Like,
exactly.
one thing that used to get me was like, I know when someone said to me, I know what you want, but I can't give that to you at this time.
You didn't even ask
me. No, you
me.
Don't. You do not know.
I just wanted, you know, 20 minutes of fun with you. That's all I wanted.
You never know. You never know.
We got to go to commercials.
See,
so.
Brothers ain't strong. We ain't brave enough to ask that question.
You have to be elegant. And eloquent with that delivery.
But we
got to go to commercials, so hold that thought. Right, right. Anyway, so keep it right here on The Flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup.
And brought to you by the IFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
Hey, folks.
Coming to you live from the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network right here on rocktheflow.com. Tell your friends about us. We are on every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app to your mobile device. Do a search for The Flow, and we are the very first station that pops up. So you can take us everywhere you go.
Also, if you have Roku, you can download that app as well.
OMG.
For TuneIn.
Yes. How do you spell that?
R-O-K-U. It's a digital media player.
Oh, snizzap, son. R-O-K-U. I thought you...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a sushi spot in Maryland called Raku, R-A-K-U, that I like. So you made me think of the sushi, and now I want sushi. But anyways, strange.
I do.
Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Make certain that you get your t-shirt and also post your bad date stories. Got a lot of good content on there. But of course, it's user driven because I know I ain't the only one with bad date stories and crazy happenings. So post your stuff too. But we are talking about old school versus new school tonight. So I do want to take a moment to go on Facebook because I have neglected you guys and didn't really read any of your comments. My bad. It's a lot to do, man. Managing all this stuff. But with the whole old school versus new school debate, Nicola said, I think love has lost its purity. Shantae said, what I see today is not love. People are not smitten with one another, and relationships that once spawned from love are no more. Ouch. Andrew said, it has changed. People are clueless as to the balanced nature of love. I see more selfishness, self-arriving, microwave, and temporary sprinters approaches instead of the patient, persistent, and kind approach. Given the fragmentation, it is a troubling state of affairs. Wow. Mary said, I personally feel the word love is being used without making the commitments and sacrifices to keep the relationship alive. Junebug said, love back in my day used to be a tennis bracelet. Now you got to be a gangster. And last but not least, my Aunt Peaches. Hey, Peaches.
Hey,
Aunt Peaches.
My sorrel Peaches. She said, love is and always will be friendship first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's kept her relationship together with her husband.
Yes.
Friends. They were always friends first. They value that friendship. And they are still going strong. Lord, how many years later? 45 or more?
Right. Because, and that's a great thing, because when the boobs drop,
mm-hmm.
you can't.
They all drop.
Right.
The boobs and the
when the boobs drop. Yeah. And when the man, he might need a couple, some help come from the rear, you know what I mean, and can't do the things that you used to do, then what's left to talk about? You have that friendship there, that aspect that you can still have a good time with each other.
Right.
You know, as you know, a lot of people want to think that, you know, you're still having sex 75,000 times when you're 75.
You not.
For the record, I want to still be getting it in when I'm 75.
Yeah, you know, but you know, it might not be physically able.
Right.
You might not physically able.
And speaking of 75, let me backtrack. I forgot this out of my rant and rave. These new age sugar daddies, that's what's pissing me off. Please stop taking Viagra. I don't want to have sex with you. I just want to be your companion, and you can pay my mortgage. What happened to those kind of sugar daddies? I want the old school sugar daddies to come back.
The old school sugar daddies. They was getting it too.
They was getting it more than the new school sugar daddies.
Look, where you think that $200 rule came from? Yeah, nobody young come up with that.
Yeah, right.
They had to pay for that Cadillac.
Right. Right. I miss my Cadillac. Oh, may she rest in peace.
No.
I used to have a DeVille. D'Elegance, 99. Mm. Sitting on Vogue's.
A Broham.
Gangsta White Walls.
She had a Broham.
That was a sexy car.
The cars we have gone through the years. But there are, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm a hopeless romantic. So I think there are so many, I think that, there's so much more out there than what we really see. A lot of people, at times, people only focus on the negative. They don't focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of positive out there. But, you know, positivity, excuse me, doesn't sell. You know, people never focus on that. But I am hopeful. It might not be in the same way that, you know, the chivalrous, the men might not display chivalry. But I do believe, you know, that it's still out there. I really do. I really, really do. I think this is a different way, different time. You know, you got to change. You got to progress.
School, teach the new school.
Well, I know it's out there.
My boy just wrote again. He said, old school sugar daddies are old enough to know better.
See? Right there.
Old enough to know better about what? The Viagra? What?
You know, no. To not get some snooky.
You can't use that word because we call my grandfather Snooky.
Oh. Yeah.
That's his nickname.
Some sushi when you trying to, you know.
That don't sound right because my stuff ain't sushi.
The old school player. My uncle, may he rest in peace, old school player, because he had a 30-year-old young thing. He was 80. And we had to, you know, we had to confront this young lady because we knew exactly what she was doing. She was taking for his money, but he didn't care because all he cared about, he knew he had a couple years left. All he cared about getting his rocks off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He and we were like, well, how you let this? He was like, listen, my days on this earth are short. You know, and this young lady, she want to give it up, and I'm taking it.
You know what? Right. And another old school versus new school tidbit. You know, that's one of the differences between old school and new school. You know, of course, you know, like Brian was saying earlier, the old school is a respect level.
Right.
And they have that understanding of, you know, when to get out of your face.
Right.
And they know how to, you know, be a gentleman and make an exit. You know, when I go to an old school bar, I know that I'm going to have a conversation with the older gentleman above the surface. He's going to probably buy me a drink and he's going to leave and not expect anything in return. We just had a good conversation. He paid $5. Whoop-de-doo. If I go to, you
know, get it twisted. He's still hoping.
I know he's hoping, but his approach is not going to be the same.
Yeah. Right.
I can go to a new school spot and a dude is going to talk my head off. He might buy me a drink and he ain't going to leave.
Well, that's the difference. Because
he paid the new school spot, he paid $15 instead of $5.
No.
I go to happy hour, honey.
Or it's the fact that the old school has been working, got a nice IRA for 45 years, and the new school just was able to put 5% away. So he's watching his dollars.
Hey.
So I can't, you know, I got to get more return on my investment. I can't afford. I'm not at that level. I can't afford to do that.
He got that level. He wants to dress that part, but when it comes to parting ways with that money,
because
he don't want to do that.
At the end of the day, you're not going to pay attention to him if he's not dressed a certain way.
I'm going to pay. You know, he doesn't have to have on the luxury. He doesn't have to have on red bottoms. Yes, they have red bottoms for men. He doesn't have to have on Christian Louboutins or YSLs, but I want my man to be well groomed.
Yeah.
If he's looking scruffy, I'm not gonna look at him twice. Yeah. But I like the package, you know.
I like ashy hands. I'm sorry.
What?
I like ashy hands. I love a man.
Ashy hands?
Yeah. You know, outside working
in
the yard.
I like to be touched. I don't want to get cut.
He got to go and take a shower to come finish, you know, change the tires and mowing the lawn.
But you know what? Something that we haven't touched on tonight is that whole women like thugs type of deal. And not that ashy hands, you know, but. That's just a whole nother.
I like my face.
And we had a conversation about that.
You're too soft. You're too soft. Nah. You're too nice.
No.
You have on a suit.
Yeah.
No.
I can't believe you got on a suit.
No.
Don't let that suit fool you, because there's some thugs in suits.
So a lot of people,
the real thugs wear suits.
Absolutely.
The politicians,
you
know,
the real thugs wear suits.
That thug goes back to that bad boy versus good guy conversation, and I've had that conversation on your timeline before, and not to go into it anymore, but a lot of times women like that bad boy because he's honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He lets you know where he stands.
He lets you know he's honest.
I already got two girlfriends.
You know?
Get in line.
So that's me. I like ashy hands. Miss Marie, she likes well manicured hands.
Well, you know, I have a manicure, so I can't say all that. So
it's different. It's different.
But my hands ain't ashy.
But
I mean, they're not rough. They soft. Look at that.
I love
ashy feet.
Do I love ashy feet?
Yeah.
I'm not really looking at your feet.
Oh, see, I'm looking at feet.
Look,
I'm
looking at feet.
I'm definitely
ladies and gentlemen.
Because I'm going to tell you right now,
we are almost out of time.
Bad feet this
well,
week.
Ashy hands mean you're hard worker. I'm sorry.
I look forward to the summer.
That's why I look at
it. They got the feet out.
We are almost out of time. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. We got Brian in the studio.
Yeah, look
world
for my
renowned
stuff.
Photographer.
Look for
his stuff is in the back of 7-Eleven bathrooms.
Hot Topic.
East Coast.
Hot Topic, yes.
And in the West.
Yes. But before we head out, I want to pass it to Jason. Once again, tell us about your boat ride so the fellas can come out and chill
on,
with
fellas.
The ladies.
Fellas, come on, fellas.
Man, fellas, you got to get out here, man. It's going to be unreal. Sunday, July 14th from 4 to 7. We'll be at a boat ride down
in DC. What time does
the
boat leave?
Boat leaves at 4, so we're going to start boarding at 3:30.
Okay, I better be on time.
So get there. It's going to be a great time. Hanging out. Hey, I just joined Instagram as of 16 minutes ago.
Oh, Snizzab, son.
You know, I need to start following y'all because y'all say some good stuff.
All right. So, what's the link to the boat ride again?
It's Linen and Dresses 2013. Linen and Dresses 2013.eventbrite.com.
So, check it out, people. We got it's Monica good. Fantastic. Any final words? Got 10 seconds or less?
Accept responsibility for your actions.
Yes, accept responsibility. Brian, any last words?
It's been fun. Thanks for having me.
Colin, what about you?
See y'all next week, folks.
Yes, next week. Jason is going to be joining us again. We're going to talk about the friend zone next week.
I'm there. I'm here.
The friend zone is next week. So tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. And I'll post your bad dating stories and tidbits. You can tweet me at dateisover. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And you can email me info@thisdateisover.com. So for all of us here at This Date Is Over Radio, thank you. Have a great week. Thank you to our intern, Crystal.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yes. And peace out, dudes. Bye-bye.